he failed to understand the intensity of regional affiliations in Libya, and he tried to put together a government that would respond to national concerns rather than concerns that were paramount for the different constituencies throughout the country. It seems as if he wanted to appoint ministers who would be able to function at a national level, who were qualified for their positions, regardless of where they were from, and regardless of whether they had strong regional ties. And it appears as if the GNC felt that he hadn't taken into account the different needs of different constituencies throughout the country. Immediately after announcing his government last week, the GNC was stormed by a group from Western Libya that felt as if they hadn't been duly represented in the new cabinet. And that's, I think, indicative of the different kinds of problems that his cabinet was facing after he proposed it and ultimately resulted in him being dismissed.
If you had a crystal ball, who would you predict is likely to succeed him?
It's really difficult to tell, but the second place finisher in the elections within the GNC for the prime minister was Mahmoud Jibril. And it appears as if Mahmoud Jibril led the campaign to oust Mustafa Abu Shagour. If that's the case, then Jibril may have the numbers within the GNC to win the premiership this time around.
What about the role of Rahim El-Khieb, who Abu Shagour originally replaced?
Abdurrahim El-Khieb will stay on as the interim prime minister until the GNC chooses a new prime minister. But it's my understanding, and I may be wrong, but it's my understanding that El-Khieb cannot put his name forward as the prime minister because he already served in that position under the NTC.
How hard will it be for any new leader to reconcile these geographical and political differences within Libya?
It's going to be extremely difficult. Whomever is the new prime minister is going to have to use a combination of techniques to ensure that the different constituencies throughout the country remain supportive of the GNC. Different techniques are going to include coercion, as well as appeasement, as well as persuasion. The advantage that whomever leads Libya has is that Libya does have a tremendous amount of money. In the past, under the Gaddafi regime, that money was so large that Gaddafi was able to use it both within Libya but also throughout Africa in order to win support. So whomever becomes the new premier is going to have a tremendous amount of largesse to distribute to different constituencies around the country in order to win their support or buy their support.
Would you agree that the security situation in Libya continues to undermine any of the administrations which are put in place?
Without a doubt. The biggest concern right now for Libya is that following the attacks of September 11th in Benghazi, that the government is going to prioritize security at the expense of adhering to the political process. Namely, that up until now, the political process has been paramount, that the government has focused on meeting every single milestone in the political process, on the political roadmap, at the expense of security. Now they may do a 180-degree turn and focus almost entirely on security and sacrifice the political process.